it's the beginning of a messy day in Chicago. Snow turning to rain, gray skies. But here to brighten our day, it's Dean Richards. Sounds like he's having a party at WGN TV.
Are you talking to me?
Talking to you.
You came to me early today.
Yeah, we couldn't wait.
Oh, well. nice to be wanted. Producer Ross. We were just we're talking about Curb Your Enthusiasm.
Are they doing another season of that or
that's
not?
That's what he was just asking me, and they have not made an official announcement. But recently, I talked with Vince Vaughn, who's appeared on a couple of episodes in the most recent season, and he said he was going to do more Curbs. And Phil Rosenthal, who I talked to a month or so ago, he said he was going to do more Curbs. So even though nothing has been officially announced, we did get that information. And then Ross and I just started doing our favorite moments from Curb, as guys are wont to do.
Yes, they are.
In fact, I should give credit. When you hear background noise, loud talking, things dropping. Usually it's producer Ross that's doing it.
All right. Well, we'll start introducing your segment as Dean and Ross in the entertainment news.
Yep.
The story about Ken Jennings in Jeopardy, there's one thing I saw here that I wanted to ask you about. It said that Jennings episodes will begin airing January 11th. Jeopardy will present reruns of classic Alex Trebek episodes Christmas week, with his final episodes airing the week of January 4th. Did they change something? Originally, weren't they saying that the final tapings that Alex Trebek did would actually air on Christmas week?
On Christmas Day was the last that I heard about that. So I'll check into that, because I do not know if there's... I have been some new dates that have been announced.
But Ken Jennings is going to host a few shows.
They're going to go through a series of temporary hosts for a little while.
Mm-hmm.
And Ken Jennings will be one of the people doing it. I've heard people like LeVar Burton going to be considered for it. They may bring back some other... Jeopardy champions as well. So, I don't know for how long. I can't imagine that anybody's going to be a temporary host for very long. So while we're talking here, the latest, this is something that's coming from Mike Richards, no relation, who is Jeopardy's executive producer. As of yesterday, said that Jeopardy will be doing repeat episodes for the holiday weeks between December 21st and 28th. And then Alex Trebek's final week of shows will begin airing on January 4th. And Ken Jennings' episodes will begin on January 11th. I thought it was a little unusual. I mean, usually the Christmas week is kind of low viewership for television. It's not usually when they put big item kind of things on there. And I would think that a lot of people would like to see Alex Trebek's final episode. So they did change it from what we had originally said. So Trebek's episodes begin January 4th, Ken Jennings on January 11th.
Got it. The story about the royal family and the crown, now this is interesting, because originally I heard that they weren't watching that series, but then again, if they were, they wouldn't say so, would they?
No, they definitely would not, but it's possible that they have a person in Buckingham Palace whose designated job is to watch television for the Queen.
I wouldn't doubt it.
I wouldn't either. I don't see them sitting around the big screen eating popcorn and watching The Crown or anything else for that matter. But apparently the royal family is not a big fan, especially of the latest season. That takes us into the Princess Diana years, the romance between Charles and Diana, and the falling out between the royal family and Diana. British newspapers are reporting that there is, they're calling an uproar over the portrayal of the monarchy, and that the royal family is very close to demanding that Netflix put a disclaimer on the show to tell viewers that what they are seeing is not factual. And Peter Morgan, who has created the show and is the producer of it, says he has a right to depict anything the way he wants to. It's called, you know, he says it's his creative freedom to depict the show as it is. So it's not saying it's true. He's not saying it isn't true, but he's saying it's my show. I'll do what I want.
Well, yeah, it's my understanding that the outline of history is followed, but where you couldn't possibly be privy to private conversations,
right.
Peter Morgan and company have filled it in, and it is fiction, but they do a lot of historical stories on that show that I think are accurate.
Yeah, that are, you know, based in truth. You know, that's the thing. You're not watching a documentary when you're
right.
watching The Crown. It's a dramatization. You know, just like people, you know, will tell me when movies come out that are supposed to be about real events, was like, well, that didn't really happen. It's not a documentary. It's it's a dramatization, and sometimes they do change things around to make things more impactful, to make things more dramatic, to help the flow of the show and the writing. Sometimes they change things around a little bit.
My wife and I are almost done with this season. I think there are two more episodes that we haven't watched, and I almost don't want to watch them because then it'll be over, and then I have to wait Lord knows how long for the next season. It's such a great production and so well acted and so interesting.
I'm going to suggest that you take a break during the Thanksgiving holiday and concentrate on Thanksgiving movies.
Oh, that's a good idea.
Thanksgiving movies. Would not be a Thanksgiving holiday for me if I did not see Planes, Trains, and Automobiles.
That's a good one.
Would not be Thanksgiving for me if I didn't see Home for the Holidays with Holly Hunter and Robert Downey Jr.'s in the movie. It's the most dysfunctional holiday movie ever. I've always enjoyed it. Maybe I won't enjoy it this year because, you know, it kind of makes fun of dysfunctional families. But since families aren't going to be able to get together this year, maybe it'll make me even more sad. But Charlie Brown Thanksgiving is fantastic. The Big Chill has, it's kind of like based around Thanksgiving, and Blindside, the Sandra Bullock movie. So there's some nice holiday movies. Give yourself a break from some of the things that are out there, because you got to spread out your video watching, you know, now since we're all going to be at home a little longer.
Yeah.
You want to blow it all in one weekend.
Netflix announced the highest rated movie or the highest rated production of all time, didn't they?
They did. It's this show that is all about the chess impresario Queen's Gambit. Turns out that it has been watched by 62 million Netflix account holders. So at least 62 million people have seen this, and it makes it the most watched limited series that has ever been on the streaming platform. Have you watched this one? This one seems like that you and
yep.
Marianne might enjoy this.
Yeah,
one
we loved it.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was great. And
boy, you are burning through these series.
No,
I'm sorry I ever told you how to get on some of these platforms. Now you may have to go back to Tiger King.
I want to play chess again. I haven't played since I was a kid, and I always wondered why my dad taught me chess. And he didn't teach me many other things, but he taught me chess. And then after watching The Queen's Gambit, it dawned on me, oh, wait, my dad's Russian. Of course he taught me chess.
See?
It makes sense.
See?
Uh-huh. Entertainment news with Dean Richards at 8:21.
We've got some entertainment breaking news.
Oh, give it to us.
Just came over a couple of minutes ago. Trevor Noah, who is the host of Comedy Central's The Daily Show, has just been announced as the host of the Grammy Awards.
Ah.
That'll be coming up on January the 31st. It'll be on CBS, his first time hosting the Grammys. And he has said, his quote for this is, despite the fact that I'm extremely disappointed that the Grammys have refused to have me sing or be nominated for Best Pop Album, I'm thrilled to be hosting this auspicious event. So we don't know how the Grammys are going to be this year with the coronavirus. They're getting more and more creative with some of these award shows. But I think Trevor Noah is a good pick with this. He's a brilliant and very capable host.
Look at you with the breaking entertainment news, little Wolf Blitzer.
those. We need some breaking news like music, don't we?
CNN
runs every, whether it's a breaking news story or not.
They just always have that banner. It's just always up for the breaking news. You know, the movie I was trying to think of when you were talking about great Thanksgiving movies, and it's a little depressing at times, but what a fantastic movie. It's the Barry Levinson movie, Avalon. I don't know when it came out, but that movie actually starts on a Thanksgiving and ends on a Thanksgiving.
Right.
And it's a wonderful movie, although, again, it's about family and it can be a little depressing.
Yeah, it's about an immigrant family, right, as they kind of get settled into America. And if I remember correctly, this movie could take up your entire holiday weekend. Isn't it a really long movie?
Yeah, it is. Yeah,
I seem to remember that, watching it. I liked it, but I was...
We've got nothing but time.
We've got nothing. Where am I going?
It's okay.
Right.
Let's see. You talked to Nick Carter. Tell us about that.
Yeah. The Backstreet Boys are just one of the many groups, musicians, performers that have been sidelined because of the pandemic. And that we were, just wondering what, some of these musicians have been up to and what they're doing. Backstreet Boys, Nick Carter, and lots of other members of the band have been on our TV morning show many times. So we hooked up with Nick on a Zoom call yesterday just to kind of catch up on the latest. And for him, it's all about family.
Just spending a lot of time with my family, my daughter, who just turned a year old a month ago, and my son, he's about 4.5 years old. So I like to say there's a bit of a silver lining right now with everything. Yes, we love being artists and touring and performing and all those things, but you go, and you sometimes miss the little things in life that are so rewarding.
Are you recording, writing? Are you doing anything while you're in quarantine?
Well, so living in Las Vegas, we're pretty much at home majority of the time. We do get out for grocery shopping and all the different things like that. And there's a studio down the street, a really nice one, the one I'm in right now. And I decided that, maybe I could get in, record some music, write some music, get a little bit artistic, and take an opportunity to maybe work on some stuff that I could put out from a solo side of things, maybe around the holidays.
We've seen you and the rest of the boys on some charity projects, virtual charity projects. Are you guys, doing anything, recording anything?
Yeah, we... there's a couple things that are in the works right now for the Backstreet Boys that you will see in the next month or so.
Yeah, so, apparently there's going to be some new music from these guys. We learned that he's really good at avoiding questions. The internet is filled with rumors that he is the masked singer on the TV show. Everyone is saying it's Nick Carter. I asked him, what could he tell me about that? I knew he wasn't going to tell me one way or the other, but he completely avoided my question and said he's barely even seen the show, which I'm taking as he's inside the mask. He can't really see the show.
Yeah,
inside the big mask. So we'll find out. He completely didn't answer my question with that. We also learned from him that even though he is quarantining, he's still very much working with one of his passion projects called Cure for the Kids Foundation, which is based in Las Vegas, where he lives. And it's kind of like a St. Jude's hospital there. They work with kids who are living with cancer. Nobody is turned away. Anybody that shows up who needs help with cancer treatment, cancer support, etc., is helped. It's cure4thekids.org if you would like to get some information about that. It's a really, really good organization.
Cure4.org, and it's the number 4.
Yeah, cure4thekids.org.
Right? Cure4thekids.org. Yeah. And a family classic is going to be back on Channel 9 this season.
Yeah, we're excited to bring this back, believe it or not, for the 15th season now. Bozo Gar and Ray, WGN-TV Classics. This is the two-hour look back that we put together about three of the most popular television, children's television shows in the history of Chicago. Bozo Circus, Ray Rayner and Friends, and Garfield Goose and Friends. Got all the old clips there. We've got inside the show, we have Hard Rock Coco and Joe, Susie Snowflake, and Frosty the Snowman. Just all kinds of memories. That's going to be on Thanksgiving morning from 8 until 10. And then immediately following that, we've got a kind of a two-hour follow-up special that we did called Bozo Circus, the 1960s, that specifically focuses on that one decade, which means it focuses on the great Bob Bell, who was the original WGN Bozo, Oliver O'Oliver, Ray Rayner, Ringmaster Ned Locke, Don Sandberg, who not only was Sandy the Tramp on the show, but he was also the show's producer. Some fantastic memories. Thanksgiving morning, Bozo Gar and Ray from 8 until 10, Bozo the 1960s from 10 until noon. On my favorite TV station, WGN-TV.
Are you hosting all that?
Yeah, I hosted. That's the other reason to watch, because the Bozo Gar and Ray special we did 15 years ago.
Wow.
So you can see how I have not changed one bit in 15 years. I didn't have hair then anyway, but now the little hair that I do have is, you know, graying, and it's just fun to see the disintegration of a television.
we'll be watching
through
for
the
that.
Year. So, yeah, so that should be fun.
And I am hosting on Channel 9. They haven't scheduled this yet, but I put together a show, The Best of Carl Grayson's Night Beat.
Oh.
And so...
if only there were the clips. See, this is my big pet peeve with, you know, God bless the people who, you know, we grew up with watching Channel 9 and all the executives. Whatever knucklehead decided not to keep videotapes of some of these great old classic shows... it just kills me that there is so little that was retained through the years. Much like the Tonight Show, the early
right.
years.
They threw it out to make way for some space for something.
Make space or, you know, also, hey, it's videotape. We can re-record over it. You know, we can use it. We save some money and use it again. the clips that we have, much of it came from private collections, people with early VCRs that recorded things and shared their videos with us. If only there was the best of Carl Grayson, Marty McNeely's Night Beat.
Ask your producer, Ross, if he can find the Carl Grayson coughing attack. And I'd like to lead the show with that on my special.
Ross, we have a request from Bob Sirott.
Talk to you tomorrow.
For you on something.
Thanks,
Dean. Make some noise to end the segment.
There you go.
There you go.
Have a nice day.
Yeah, there you go.